Welcome to Sustainable Talks with NNN, Nicolo Giusti and
Niccolo Duranti,
where we talk about sustainability in the fashion supply chain.
We interview the best players in fashion and challenge them to the real full sustainability.
From material suppliers to factories, designers, sustainable association, and more. We want to make clarity if a fashion can be sustainable or not.
This podcast is sponsored by ourselves and no one else with our time, experience and fun.
We hope you have fun to listen to us and spread the word.
You can find us also in Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Just search us as Sustainable Talks with NNN and you will find us.
Have fun!
When you take a picture of a garment and also all the data about this garment and you couple these two elements, you are digitizing the clothes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good evening from Amsterdam. Let's see what Helena, our new guest, will say. Welcome to Helena Ferrero.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, tonight we have a very interesting project. Nico, something different of what we have seen. Helena is a co-founder of Atelier Reforma. And Atelier Reforma is trying to make the fashion world more circular than what it is, because it's not circular at all right now. And they are working on a project called Re4Circular. So what is your project about?
Atelier Reforma is an innovative startup with a social vocation. We were born in 2020. From the beginning, focused on circularity in the fashion industry, aiming at reducing the environmental impact of the fashion industry. In the last year, we focused on this new project called Re4Circular. This is a technology that is based on artificial intelligence, and it is aimed at facilitating the sorting process of selecting and dividing the textile waste in order to convey to circular destination, to facilitate this meeting from the companies that collect textile waste, used garments, post-consumer clothes, to the circular fashion world, second-hand shops, or for example, textile recycling companies, or upcycling brands. And we connect all these in order to convey as much as possible the garment to circular destination. Our technology, it is focused on detecting and identifying a lot of parameters, not only the color or the material, but also the type of garment and also the size, the gender, if it is a brand of higher value, in order to find the most suitable circular destination for that garment.
So what kind of a hardware do you guys use, or do you have developed a new hardware for that?
We are currently developing the prototype that will be ready at the beginning of May. But in the next year, this prototype will be a machine, an industrial machine to scale the process. So it will be a big scanner in which the clothes are put. So the scanner takes the picture of every garment and of every label of the garment, and the clothes go on a conveyor belt in order to go continuously.
Similar to what happened with apples when they do the selection of apples.
Yes, that is very important, because it do not only sorts, but also digitizes the clothes. When you take a picture of a garment and also all the data about this garment and you couple these two elements, you are digitizing the clothes.
How did you guys get to this idea?
We started Atelier Reforma in 2019 with another type of activity, a very practical activity, collecting used clothes from private, but also collaborating with no-profit organization. Then we created a network of tailoring professionals. Every professional for us do the upcycling of these clothes, in order to transform these clothes and make them again wearable and interesting for the consumer. And we resell these upcycled clothes to the final consumer. By doing this activity, we have realized how is important the process of sorting. We realized that we took a lot of time in doing this activity, so we thought, why not to put this expertise that we acquired during these 3 years in a technology in order to make this process more efficient and also to provide this technology to all the other entities and organizations that do this activity of collecting used clothes.
By now, a lot of brands start to take back the clothes, right? But to take back enough clothes to recycle them, it's really a huge work, first of all, but you also need to get a lot of clothes.
One of our first view, we interviewed Geotex out of Mexico, a recycling facilities of cotton, but they were saying that it's impossible to recycle correctly clothing because they're all mixed together and there's not enough manpower and it's too expensive to do it. Your technology, Elena, can be an answer to many of the issues that we are facing today.
Yes, because a garment is made of many materials, and very often these materials are mixed together, and these make very complex this process. And the core of the process is precisely sorting.
But let's go back to our first question, right? What is sustainability for you?
For us, sustainability is circularity. The main problem of fashion nowadays is really is linear system. So the concept that clothes are designed to last for a short time, are overproduced, and these clothes are used for a too short time. So all the resources used to produce clothes are wasted when the clothes become waste. So we have to stop this kind of way of producing and consuming clothes. For us, the sustainability means the circularity.
What's the next step for your company?
We are developing the prototype. So we hope to complete the prototype in May and raise some funds. Some investment in order to complete the technology by the end of this year, so the end of 2022, so that our technology could be used not only in Italy, but also in all Europe, because luckily legislation goes in our way. As you probably know, the separate collection of textile waste will be mandatory in all EU countries within 2025. So within that year, every country in Europe
has to do something about, with this.
Yes, yes, yes. So our technology could be very useful for this. But also another legislation is on EPR, so extended producer responsibility, that will be applied also to textile. Every producer of clothing will have to take responsibility also of the end of life of the clothes.
Yeah, Europe is very, is way more forward than United States. Here in the United States, we don't talk about any of those topics.
Let's say a lot of brands now are using, recycled material, this claim, but there's not that much upcycling of the product. I mean, I'm not sure I'm wrong, but what I use that only 1% of the clothes industry is recycled. And I'm shocked to hear that. And why are the brands still not recycling enough their own clothes? Why they're not taking care of the end of life of the product?
Yes, it is a very complex activity. Textile products are very varied. They are composed by many materials, are products that nowadays have a quality very, very low. And so it is difficult to reuse or repair or recycle or upcycle these garments. Of course, a bit of the work begin in the design. So it is very important, the eco-design. So to study, to design the garment in order to be easily recyclable, easy reusable, durable, repairable. So there are many ways of applying circular economy, to the fashion industry. This is difficult because it is more expensive than the model based on overproduction and planned obsolescence, like, for example, fast fashion. I think that in 2022, every company should think about going more circular. And before to create a new garment with new virgin resources, you should think, I can do this garment, I can produce this garment with the existing material. So reusing the material that already exists.
Anyway, so the company's base is you and another person?
Yes, my business partner, the other co-founder is Sara. And
empower women.
Yes, we are a female startup. We are very happy to be a social startup. We would like to become also a B Corp. And my background is very far from the fashion industry because I have studied in the field of nutrition and food technologies. So completely another field. When I began working, I started attending a master in the weekend on startup and on innovation. And during this course, the idea of Atelier Riforma was born. So I left my previous job and started doing 100% Atelier Riforma. The inspiration was the passion about sustainability.
Just to conclude, Elena, what are the biggest limits of the fashion industry?
The one is overproduction. If we continue to produce too much clothes, every sustainable initiative is like a palliative. It is not effective, okay? So we have to change the system that nowadays is overproduction and wasting every time because of the planned obsolescence of clothes. So the design of clothes for to last a very short period of time.
I want to say thank you, Elena.
Thank you.
It was a great experience to meet you and to get in touch with your beautiful project, and we support you and we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you like this episode and you would like to learn more about fashion and sustainability, check out the Sustainable Academy, a community of people like me and like you that like fashion and sustainability and they want to clean the greenwash. Sustainableacademy.org